Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Honorable, respected and beloved elders and brothers, one very important aspect of our deen is our servitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Being a child of few days old, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam was commanded by Allah ta'ala to speak. His mother points towards him and he addresses his entire community and he defines his role in life, his maqsad, his goal and his objective. A simple short statement, Inni Abdullah. Certainly, I am the Abd, I am the slave of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In this era, in this time, we may not understand the real and true meaning of slavery, because there is no slavery as such. But a slave is one who is owned by the owner, by the person that owns him. And hence, that will require total submission to the owner. An interesting incident took place in the life of Hasan al-Basri, rahimahumullah. Hasan al-Basri buys a slave in the slave market. And obviously, the first question you will ask anyone you meet, what is your name? So you ask the slave, what is your name? And the slave replies, my name is whatever my master is pleased with. I'm not quite concerned about my name that I have, but my concern is that my master must be pleased with my name. Hasan al-Basri sees the slave in a pitiable condition. He probably hadn't had meals for several days. And he asked him, what would you like to eat? And the response is, I would like to eat whatever my master is pleased with to feed me. And he goes on looking at the clothing of the slave and he asked him, what do you wish to wear? I would like to buy you some garments. And again the response comes, I am pleased with whatever my master is pleased with. Hasan al-Basri falls unconscious. To us it seems like a basic Q&A session that goes on between two individuals. But the truth of the matter is that Hasan al-Basri, when he gains consciousness, people asked him, what is the matter? He replied, a simple, hungry, insufficiently clothed slave taught me the lesson of my slavery to Allah Ta'ala. Do we ever ponder about circumstances that arises in our lives? Are we really concerned about what pleases Allah Ta'ala? Whether it is a financial issue that we have, do we search for what Allah Rabbul Izzat is pleased with, what the Sharia would say, and in all other matters of our world, of our worldly life? This is the true meaning of slavery. Inni abdullah, certainly I am a slave of Allah. Now when we speak about slavery, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes us through the Quran, and in various ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlists, and Allah ta'ala shows us different aspects of slavery. But perhaps the surah that was recited, Surah Al-Adiyat, Surah number 100 of the Quran, that just has 11 verses, but in it Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us the real and true meaning of slavery. Allah ta'ala takes a qasam. Allah takes an oath, wal-adiyati dhabha. Qasam of that horse that is panting. The horse will pant when it exerts every effort. Wal-adiyati dhabha is showing us that when we have received so many different resources from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not only our physical resources, not only our financial resources, but every resource that Allah has bestowed upon us, are we exerting ourselves to the last limit of using those resources for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Wal adiyati dhabha, fal muriyati qadha. And Allah Ta'ala now speaks about this horse, that as it gains its speed, it is emitting sparks from its hooves. And again, there is a sense of urgency, a sense of enthusiasm to fulfill the hukam and the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. My Allah requires me to do this. Am I fulfilling the command of Allah? And a very simple example, maybe before Jumu'ah, was there a real enthusiasm that we await the opportunity to leave our homes, our offices, our businesses, and then emerge and come out in the path of Allah to come and perform this salah, this obligation? And like that, at the time of Asr and Maghrib, Isha and Fajr, is there that enthusiasm that my Allah is now awaiting me? Am I enthusiastically leaving, or is it, well, I just have to perform a salah, so I'll do it hastily? فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا delivers this very, very powerful message. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَا, even to a greater level, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes it. The Arabs, in those days, when they would raid an enemy, they would do it at dawn. And Allah Rabbul Izzat is speaking about this horse. The owner is engaging in a raid against his enemy. Is not the enemy of the horse, is the enemy of the owner. The owner is a mere owner. He's not the creator of the horse. He's not the creator of the sustenance, the fodder, or the lucerne, or the water or whatever of the horse. But this horse gives it its all. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَا, that it goes out in the early morning raid. Again, that state of alertness, that state of readiness, This abd is supposed to have that state of readiness that whenever the call of my Allah is made, I will respond to the call of Allah. فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعًا فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا. And now when it goes, it leaves a blaze of dust behind. Unconcerned about circumstances, unconcerned about what is left behind. As a matter of fact, some ulama speak about the desire of leaving behind a legacy. Leaving behind a legacy in our lives so that others may follow. But Allah says, فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا, that this horse reaches the very middle of the enemy of the owner, not the enemy of the horse. Now this is the qualities that Allah Rabbul Izzat shows of a horse that is merely owned by the owner, fed by the owner, with the sustenance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but there is enthusiasm, there is a consciousness in that horse, there is a drive that that horse wants to fulfill the obligation that the owner has obligated it with. So Allah Rabbul Izzat gives us this example, and we can measure. We can measure our enthusiasm, we can measure our willingness, we can measure how much of the resources that Allah has bestowed upon us, do we use it for the sake of Allah? How willfully, how happily, and how great a pleasure it is for us, that all of us can take stock within ourselves, and we will come to our own conclusions. But this is the measure that Allah Rabbul Izzat has left for us. This is Allah Rabbul Izzat's way of explaining to us that this is how you ought to be, how you're supposed to be. Now why is insan not at that level of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the analysis, the prognosis. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Certainly insan, certainly humankind, man is unappreciative of his Rabb. He is unappreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the ni'mat that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the ni'mats and the boons and the favors that Allah Rabbul Izzat has bestowed upon us, then in Surah Luqman, Allah ta'ala says it all. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Allah has poured upon us the different forms of ni'mat. Allah has poured upon it like how a person will take a bucket of water and pour it upon himself. So much are the ni'mats of Allah, so continuous are the ni'mats of Allah being showered upon us. These ni'mats, zahiratan wa batina, the inner ni'mats, the inner boons and favors, whether it is pertaining to our iman, whether it is pertaining to the state of our contentment, whether it is pertaining to the state of our itminan and our sukoon that we ought to have had, and even the outward favors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed. Now why are we unappreciative to the ni'mats of Allah? Ulama have expressed three different angles to this. One expression, Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah has expressed, that generally we know that life is made up of challenges. There are going to be challenges in this world. And at the same time, life is also made up of affluence, prosperity, of what we will call good times. So Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah explains that Qanood, an unappreciative slave of Allah, one quality that he has, that he possesses, that he is focused on the difficulties of life, the trials and the tribulations and the challenges of life, and one fails to see the good that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has bestowed upon us. It often happens. It often happens that we sort of narrowed Allah's ni'mat by way of financial ni'mats, material comforts, and we often forget the boons and favors that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has bestowed upon us in other ways, by way of, for example, parents that Allah has bestowed upon us. How many of us sit here who have not lost parents, and we really appreciate and we thank Allah for the parents that Allah has given us? Those of us who have lost parents, obviously then we realize the loss. And then other family members, our spouses. How many of us are appreciative to Allah for that great ni'mat that Allah has bestowed upon us, our children, our siblings, and it goes on and on. So the very basic message that Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah has brought about is that whilst there may be challenges, we need to deal with those challenges, but around those challenges, there are many ni'mats of Allah that are being showered upon us, innumerable ni'mats. One great scholar has written that perhaps science today can tell us how many millimeters of rain in an area. Maybe science could advance and tell us how many raindrops per square meter. It may happen. But science will never be able to achieve the very ultimate, and in a second, how many ni'mats of Allah is falling upon us and is being showered upon us. That is only the heart that becomes appreciative that will appreciate that ni'mat of Allah. Then we find another angle to this, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with so many ni'mats, and how many of these ni'mats are we employing in the obedience of Allah? Our physical bodily ni'mats, do we employ it all the time in the obedience of Allah? Or are we utilizing these ni'mats in the disobedience of Allah? Allah has bestowed us with wealth. Do we all the time use it according to the commandments of Allah? Or do we use it against the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? And then the third dimension of appreciation is how many of us look at the bountiful Allah that bestows us with these bounties. We engage in the bounties, we will use it, and at times we become haughty and arrogant and boastful because of the ni'mat that Allah has given us. But do we ever turn our hearts towards the bountiful Allah that has bestowed these ni'mats upon us? So friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His prognosis is that what keeps us away from total servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fact that we often become unappreciative to the ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. Again, two dimensions. Within man, the bottom of his heart, in the deep crevices of his heart, he sometimes realizes this. And if he does not realize that he is unappreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he needs to do some soul searching. And on the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the status of appreciation of each and every individual. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. Man is a witness to it himself. Allah ta'ala is a witness to it himself. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Now Allah Ta'ala comes to the crux. The prognosis is made, and the reason why the disease is in the heart is because man becomes passionately in love with wealth. On the one hand, it's a ni'mat of Allah. On the other hand, we engage in it in a manner that we feel that we have achieved it and acquired it because of our own assiduity, our own doings, and we forget that it is a ni'mat of Allah. We forget that there is this divine hand of Allah that has determined what our sustenance will be, and whatever we have, all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah ta'ala takes us to the end of life, beyond life. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ. Does man not know that whatever has been buried in the graves is going to be resurrected by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Whatever lurks in the heart, all of that is going to be extracted on the day of Qiyamah. A person may carry out a deed, but the heart that carried out that deed, the level of sincerity, can never be judged by anyone, but that knowledge lies with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone on the day of Qiyamah knows and realizes and has the full understanding and knowledge of whatever a person has done. So friends, let us look at these ni'mats as an Allah-given bounty, favor from Allah, something that we are not entitled with. We come to a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A person by the name of Abu Asib, he narrates, there are several narrations, I'm going to give you the collective meaning of all the narrations. He says, once our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam emerged from his home, and he saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu standing at the door of his house. He asked Abu Bakr, "Oh Abu Bakr, what has taken you out from your house?" Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Oh Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nothing but hunger. Nothing but hunger. There is nothing in my home. So I've come out." Probably he went out to search for a livelihood, but there is nothing, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As they go past the house of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they stumble over Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is also standing out of his house. "Umar, what has brought you out of your house?" Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, qasam of Allah, there is absolutely no food in my house, and that has brought me out." When we just look at this part of the narration, what do we have stored in our homes, and what did they have? But they understood there was this objective that they needed to fulfill, becoming a slave of Allah and working in the interest of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is what was the primary objective of every companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks with them, and they come to the house of a sahabi. That sahabi immediately welcomes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One narration, he was not at home, but nonetheless, some dates are placed and presented in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And then he goes and he slaughters a little kid, a baby goat. And that is roasted and presented to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Friends, understand that this was several days of hunger, cumulative in the lives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba. And when they ate till to their full, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses them, "لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You are certainly going to be asked on the day of Qiyamah about the ni'mats of Allah. Friends, the number of meals we have, the amount of snacking that we do, the amount of food that is found in our homes, and here are individuals that had nothing at home. They left their homes in pursuit and the hope that something will come for them to eat. And now Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that you are going to be asked about this on the day of Qiyamah. You're going to be asked about this ni'mat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he takes a branch of those dates and he begins to strike it on the tablecloth. And he repeats this ayah, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then you are going to be asked on the day of Qiyamah about the boons and the favors and the gifts of Allah. And he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are we going to be questioned about this? That several days of hunger, Allah has blessed us with food, and yet Allah is going to question us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, O Umar, it is the piece of bread that you have that you will not be questioned about. It is a piece of cloth that you cover your body with that you will not be blessed, you will not be questioned about, and sufficient a shelter to shelter your head that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will excuse you. So friends, when we speak about becoming true slaves of Allah, one of the very beginning points of it is Allah has blessed us with abundance. When we look at it as a community, we look at it from our iman point of view, we look at it from the freedom of religion, we look at it from every aspect, Allah has blessed us with abundance. Turn to Allah and make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and be appreciative and thankful to Allah for each and every ni'mat that Allah ta'ala has bestowed upon us, and never feel that I am entitled to this ni'mat, and never feel it is because of my doings that I've acquired it. Friends, just one announcement. Inshallah, next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 8th, 9th, 10th of August is the Ijtima that is going to be held right here at our doorstep in Tilts Crescent, inshallah. It will begin with Jumu'ah. The Jumu'ah Adhan will be at 10 past 12, and then it will continue over Saturday, and it will come to an end on Sunday. Brothers, each one of us are requested to kindly attend. There's a lot of services that we can offer. We can go there and we can offer our services. But together with that, let us make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we all benefit by way of strengthening our iman, our bond with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and our love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.